I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott today, and Word of Mouth is celebrating April Fool's Day with, what else, pranks, cons, and hoaxes. As part of its 30 for 30 series, ESPN profiled perhaps the most prolific sports prankster of all time, Barry Bremen. Between 1979 and 1986, Bremen was responsible for over 20 hoaxes in professional sports. Here he is, along with a few former members of the Kansas City Kings, remembering the warm-up layup line at the NBA All-Star Game.
As soon as the door opened to let the players out, I went in with them, and I joined them. And I went up to them, I'm talking to them, and I said, fellas, don't be alarmed, I'm not here to hurt you.
He was 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". I mean, he looked like an athlete.
And next thing you know, he's bricking layups, you know, bricking little shots and high-fiving Kareem and Otis Birdsong and Tom Chambers and Jack Sikma.
I couldn't believe I was out there playing with these guys, and here I'm on the floor of the stadium. And I was nervous because I've never, ever broken the law. I never did anything semi-exciting like that.
In recognition of Barry's impressive history of imposting, yes, that is a word, Brian Curtis, staff writer for Grantland, compiled a list of memorable practical jokes played in the world of sports. Virginia sat down with Brian to get the stories behind the hoaxes, starting with Barry Bremen.
Bremen pulled off these hoaxes decades ago. Would his antics work now, you know, with 24-hour media coverage and every detail of sports figures tracked?
You would think imposting would be harder now, right, with the increased security and, as you say, the kind of digital scrutiny that all these things get. But, you know, just not so long ago, a very famous Notre Dame linebacker had a girlfriend out in somewhere on the West Coast who didn't exactly exist, right? And while that's not exactly, you know, the kind of hoax we're talking about, these things still can slip through. So I think, you know, with a determined prankster, sure, yeah, there's plenty of potential there.
What makes a great sports hoax?
I think a great sports hoax is one in which you sort of go in with a very, very specific plan and you exploit something that either the owners or the writers of the sporting world are looking for. For instance, if you want, you know, if they're looking for great stories of rookie phenoms, maybe that's how you slip in. Or maybe, you know, they're looking for sort of the old Cinderella thing, the team that comes out of nowhere. And you exploit that and you slip right in and, you know, you pull a fast one on everybody, I guess.
I guess that's red meat for sports writers. Give us another example of the Cinderella phenomenon.
Well, there was this, Dick Enberg was one of the great sportscasters for NBC and CBS. And back in the 70s, he decided it would be really funny during his college basketball broadcast if he invented a team called the Wyoming State Porcupines. This sounds totally ridiculous, right? The Porcupines. They might have even been the Fighting Porcupines. But, you know, we watch the NCAA tournament every year. We love the Cinderellas. And so every couple of weeks at halftime, he would mention the undefeated Wyoming State Porcupines and how they were climbing up the rankings. Now, no one had ever seen this team play, and it might have been curious that they never were actually in the NCAA tournament if they were undefeated year after year after year. But he pulled it off for 2 years. And writers were calling by the end and asking, geez, you know, do you have any context over there? I'd love to do a story on the Fighting Porcupines.
Another story and another prank. The baseball world met 36-year-old Richard Pohl. What was his prank?
Richard was 36 years old, as you say, and totally washed out as a baseball player. He wasn't any good. Nobody was going to sign him. But he realized that if he had his same skill set as a 21-year-old baseball player, that maybe he would have a chance. So he fashioned himself as Rocky Perrone from Australia. And the hoax went all the way to him wearing a shaggy Pete Rose hairpiece, a Dutch boy painter's cap, and teaching himself 70s dugout chatter so that he would do it. And the really the ingenious touch of this is when he was going around and auditioning in front of scouts, he knew that no 21-year-old would know how to bunt. That was like an old man's skill. Mm-hmm. So he pretended to not know how to bunt, and that sort of did the ruse. In fact, the Padres wind up signing Rocky Perrone, as it were, and he managed to get a couple of bats in Class A ball before someone finally recognized him.
Another great trick proving that you can't, if you can't fake a winning team, just fake an award. Give us this rundown at students at the College of William & Mary.
This was truly ingenious. 1972 at William & Mary, there's a number of, I think, four undergrads who see all these All-America teams coming out in the newspaper, and they're sort of amused by this. And they say, what would it take to just make up a completely phony All-America team? So they cook up an organization called the, quote, National Association of Collegiate Basketball Writers. We're giving out an award called the Hirschberger, named after a fictional New York sports writer, long deceased, of course, by the time the award comes out. They cook up phony letterhead. I really appreciated this touch. It said, serving the sport, you know, on the letterhead. This is this organization of very self-important sports writers. Anyway, they just came up with the list themselves, making sure to include a William and Mary player on the list, sent it out to all the winners, as it were, and newspapers, and it ran on the AP wire, and they maintained it for a couple of years. And one of them later went to Notre Dame and saw the Hirschberger, this phony award, hanging on the wall of the athletic department.
That is so good. 40 years this goes on. Brian, if somebody wanted to play a sports hoax, do you think that there are some sports that are easier to infiltrate than others?
Yeah, I mean, I think in that respect, college, you know, it's harder, I suppose. You know, the NFL is hyper-organized, professional, you know. I mean, I suppose you could slip on a field or slip into some minor role, but maybe, you know, that would be difficult, I think. College sports is so diffuse, right, so spread out all over the country and so run by so many fiefdoms, not just the NCAA, but the various writers giving out awards at the BCS, the various conferences, that I think that would actually be the easiest. Because, like I said, you know, like these guys figured out, you know, who actually knows what's behind any of these awards? Mm. And, you know, why not just sort of come up with one on your own? So, yeah, I think college would probably be your best bet.
Well, Brian Curtis, staff writer for Grantland, may a Hirschberger Award be somewhere in your future.
My dream would truly come true. Thank you.
And you can see a list, Brian's full list of 7 terrific sports hoaxes online. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.